Hello, this is Rick Harmon reporting again this week for Main Menu. This is the third and final segment of my demonstration of JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 with Vista. I was hoping that by this third and final segment we would have a third beta of JAWS for Vista, but unfortunately that hasn't happened yet. So, what I will show you again today is JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 for Vista. This is my third and final segment. I hope the information that I've presented to you in this series has been helpful to those of you who haven't decided yet to move to Vista. And maybe for some of you, it's shown you that you don't yet, want to go to Vista. But anyways, I hope this information has been helpful to everybody and enjoyable to all. Okay, what I would like to show you right now is the Welcome Center and the Ease of Access Center. The Welcome Center, by default, will come up with Vista when the computer starts. And this can be turned off. There's a checkbox that you can select. And this will allow you to disable the Welcome Center from starting up on startup. So I've went into Control Panel, and I'm at the Welcome Center, and I'm going into it.
Enter. Folder view with view, not selected view computer details, 1 of 20. Folder view with view, not selected view computer details, 1 of 20.
What the Welcome Center does is it allows you to quickly get to certain tasks and different things that they want to show you in Vista. It's real similar to like the little box that comes up with the XP and 2000 and Millennium and 98, when you first install those operating systems. You get your little box that comes up in the beginning, wants to show you this and show you that. Well, this is basically the same thing. And as it said, you have 20 options.
Not selected view computer details, 1 of 20.
Can view computer details. This will take you into system.
Connect to the internet. Connect to the internet, 4 of 20.
Okay, let me change my view.
Alt V, menu bar, view, Alt plus V, status, explore, extra, large icon, medium icon, small icons, list, L. Enter, leaving menus, welcome center, folder view with view, connect to the internet, 4 of 20, home, view computer details.
This is a common complaint I have with Vista. Vista wants to keep setting my views in various things to its tile and icon views. And I prefer a list view, as do most other blind users. I haven't as yet found a way to get a lot of this stuff to lock in to list view, and I continually have to change it. I hope it's just something I'm doing wrong, but it is kind of an inconvenience.
View computer details, 1 of 20.
So we have view computer details. This basically will take you to control panel and system.
Transfer files and settings.
Transfer files and settings. I believe this will allow you to transfer files and settings from your, if you have another OS installed.
Add new users.
Add new users will simply take you to control panel and user settings.
Connect to the internet.
Connect to the internet.
Windows Ultimate Extras.
This will only show up if you're using Ultimate. This is the Ultimate Extras that you can get. I haven't seen a whole lot here yet.
What's new in Windows Vista?
Here's your what's new.
Personalize Windows.
This essentially just takes you to Control Panel and Personalize. This will allow you to change various display and sound settings, mouse pointers, power settings, and video resolution.
Register Windows Online.
Here's your register Windows Online, which reminds me of something I need to do.
Windows Media Center.
Here's your Windows Media Center.
Windows Basics.
Windows Basics. I believe that's a demonstration. And again, Media Center is only available in Vista Premium, Home Premium, and Vista Ultimate.
Ease of Access Center.
Is your Ease of Access Center.
Backup and Restore Center.
Backup and Restore Center, which will take you into Control Panel and the Backup and Restore Center, which I will show you here in a couple of moments.
Windows Vista Demos.
Windows Vista Demos. I'm not sure what this is.
Control Panel.
There's your Control Panel.
Go online to learn about Windows Live.
Go online to learn about Windows Live. Windows Live is a service Microsoft is offering. It has antivirus and other forms of protection for your computer.
Go online to find it fast with Windows Live. Go online to help protect your PC with Windows Live. Go online to Windows Marketplace.
And Windows Marketplace is an online store through Microsoft where you can buy different things, including Windows.
Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC. Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC 19 of 20. Sign up online for technical support.
And that's the bottom. So, most of you will probably immediately turn this off. I did. It's really not useful to me. But I did want to show you it's there. So, if you want to get access to it, you can. Now, I'm going to briefly just take you into the Ease of Access Center. And what the Ease of Access Center is basically the accessibility options that Vista has.
Enter. Title is Control Panel. Administrative Tools.
Yeah.
Ease of Access Center. Enter. Folder View List View. 0 items. Change Administrative Settings link.
Now, Ease of Access can also be gotten to in Vista by pressing Windows U.
Tab. Always scan this section. Checkbox. Not checked. Alt plus O. Tab. Start magnifier button. Alt plus G.
And here is our magnifier. I understand that magnifier has been enhanced over what comes with 2000 and XP. I've not been able to verify that, but that's what I've heard.
Tab, start narrator button, alt plus N.
And here's narrator, which you can also get to in Vista by doing your Windows U and an alt N.
Tab, start on screen keyboard button, alt plus K.
Give your on-screen keyboard.
Tab, set up high contrast button, alt plus U.
You have high contrast settings for partially sighted persons. I used to use those quite a bit.
Tab, get recommendations to make your computer easier to use with, alt plus R.
Basically a wizard to assist you in the various ease of access options.
Tab, use the computer without a display link. Tab, make the computer easier to see link. Tab, use the computer without a mouse or keyboard link. Tab, make the mouse easier to use link. Tab, make the keyboard easier to use link. Tab, use extra visual alternatives for sounds link. Tab, make it easier to focus on tasks link. Tab, toolbar desktop split button. Tab, search edit. Tab, change administrative settings link. Tab, always scan this section checkbox not checked, alt plus O. Always scan this section checkbox not checked, alt plus O. Tab, start magnifier button, alt plus G. Start on screen keyboard button, alt plus K. Get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link, alt plus R.
Yeah, okay, and we've wrapped around.
Alt F4.
So I just basically wanted to show you those two options real quick in case you needed to get to anything in either one of those. Okay, I want to briefly take you into the Media Center. Now, I haven't used the Media Center ever before, and I really haven't played with it any with Vista yet. I want to get a TV card for my computer to do this. But there are other things you can do in the Media Center, and I just want to take you into it just for a moment or two, just to go around. I'm not really going to do much with it, but I do just want to show you some of the options with it.
Enter program submenu key, leaving menus. Windows Vista trademark, button record a TV button.
And I'm in the Media Center now.
Record a TV button.
And there are basically a bunch of buttons here for the various options of what you can do. And this is recorded TV.
Button, play DVD button.
You can play DVDs through Media Center. I've messed with this a little bit. It's kind of slow on my system.
Button, set up TV button.
Here's where you set up your TV tuner to work with Media Center.
Button, play DVD button, record a TV button. Button on now button.
I think that's your scheduler for the TV.
Button on later button. Button scores button. Button players button. Button explore button. Button program library button. Button shutdown button. Button burn CD/DVD button.
Okay, here's where you can burn a CD or a DVD.
Button save button. Button add extender button. Button media only button. Picture library button. Button more pictures button. Button music library button. Button play all button. Button radio button. Button search button. Button record a TV button.
And we're back around. As I said, I really don't know how to do much of this.
Button players button. Button program library button. Button media only button. Button program. Button play. Button record a TV button. Button play DVD button. Button set up TV button.
Let's see if there's anything we could just go into here.
Button players button. Enter.
And
players button.
Okay, it's doing something.
Tab. Remove players button. Add players button. Remove players.
Oh, okay, so you could add and remove different players.
Tab. Add players button. Tab. Tab. Escape. Title is Windows Media Center. Remove players button. Add players button. Remove players button.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Alt F4.
Okay, well, I just wanted to show you that briefly. I haven't used it. I don't have any experience with it, so I really can't show you a whole lot there. Okay, what I'm going to show you now is the Backup and Restore Center that Vista has. And again, some of these features are not available in Vista Home Basic or Vista Home Premium, I believe, from what I've read. What isn't available is the complete PC backup and restore. Vista has the capability of either backing up files and folders to other hard drives or CDs and DVDs, but it also has a feature as well to actually completely back up your system either to another hard drive or an external hard drive or a series of DVDs. And it does this in an image form similar to Ghost. So let's go in here.
Enter. Repair Windows Using System Restore Link.
And we'll tab around.
Repair Windows Using System Restore Link.
And we have our Repair Windows with System Restore. You can get into System Restore from here. You can also still get into System Restore, you know, by going to Programs and System Tools, and it's in there still.
Tab, create a restore point or change settings link.
We can create our restore points.
Tab, Windows Easy Transfer link.
Here's your Windows Easy Transfer. This allows you to transfer files and settings from other OSs that you may have on your system.
Tab, help link. Tab, backup files button, Alt plus B.
Here's our backup files.
Tab, backup computer button, Alt plus A. Backup computer button, Alt plus A.
And here's our backup computer.
Tab, which type of backup should I make, link.
And some of this is help. This is a help file here.
Tab, restore help link. Tab, link with our shadow copies, link. Tab, restore files button, Alt plus R.
We have our restore files.
Tab, advanced restore link, Alt plus O.
We have an advanced restore.
Tab, restore computer button, Alt plus M.
And we have a restore computer.
Tab, new system restore to fix problems and undo changes to Windows, link.
There's our system restore setting again.
Tab, toolbar desktop split button. Tab, search edit. Tab, repair Windows using system restore link.
And I'm just going to take you into a little bit of this briefly. I'm not going to attempt to do any backups or restores, but I do want to just show you some of the dialogues here.
Enter.
And there's UAC.
User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Continue. Microsoft tab. Details button. Tab. Continue button. Space. System restore dialog. Recommended restore. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus R.
And this just basically goes into your system restore settings.
Choose a different restore point. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. Alt plus C. Recommended restore. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus R.
And we can tell it how we want to restore.
Choose a different restore point. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. Alt plus C.
And if we choose our own restore point, I believe we'll get another...
Tab. Open system protection link. Open system protection link. Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Next button. Alt plus N.
Yeah. Then you could go to next.
Space. Current time zone. Eastern Daylight Time. List view. 5/16/2007 10:40:32 a.m. 1 of 10. 5/14/2007 4:54:54 p.m.
And these are your various restore points that you can restore your system back to.
5/14/5/13/5/12/tab. Show restore points older than 5 days. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus R. Tab. Back button. Alt plus D.
And obviously, I'm not going to do this, so I'll go back. But as you can see here, the system restore points are accessible. They're easier to use than they were in XP.
Space, restore system files and settings. Choose a different restore point. Radio tab. Open system protect tab. Next button. Alt tab. Cancel button. Space. Backup and restore center. Tab. Toolbar desktop split button. Tab. Search edit. Tab. Repair Windows using system restore link. Tab. Create a restore point or change settings link.
Well, let's go in and just do a restore. Or not do a restore, but add a restore point.
Space.
And there's UAC again.
User account tab, details button, tab, continue, space. System properties dialog, system protection page, how much disk space is required, link. Tab, how do I use previous versions, link. Tab, system restore .. button, alt plus S, system restore .. button, alt plus S. Tab, automatic restore points list view, audio, video, if none, not checked, 1 of 3. Tab, create .. button, alt plus C. Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button, cancel, tab, system protect, tab, how much disk, tab, how do I use previous, tab, system restore .. button, alt plus F, tab, automatic restore points, tab, create .. button, alt plus C, space, system protection dialog, create a restore point, type a description to help you identify the restore point, the current date and time are added automatically, edit, T, E, S, T, tab, create button, alt plus C, space, create .. button, alt plus C, system protection dialog, creating a restore point .. creating a restore point ..
And that's pretty straightforward. You would create a restore point if you were doing something major to your system, such as adding some new hardware or installing a piece of software that, you know, maybe you didn't know how it was going to affect your system.
System protection dialog. The restore point was created successfully. OK button. Space. Create .. button. Alt plus C. Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Space. Backup and restore center.
And we're back to the center.
Tab. Toolbar desktop split. Tab. Search edit. Tab. Repair Windows using system restore link. Tab, create a restore point or change, tab, Windows Easy Transfer link, tab, help link, tab, backup files button, alt plus B.
Let's go into the backup files and see what we have in there.
Enter.
And again, there is UAC.
User account control dialog, tab, details button, tab, continue button, space. Backup files on the hard disk, CD, or DVD. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus H.
Okay.
Tab. Combo box. Removable disk. G5.0 MB3. 3 of 3. Tab. ID equals info. Disk. Why don't I see my hard disk? / why don't I see my hard disk? Link. Tab. What's the difference between backing up files and copying files to a CD? Link.
And I'm just tabbing around this dialog.
Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Tab. Cancel button. Tab on the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. On the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. Root draws the PC. Where do you want to save your backup?
Okay, and that's asking us where do we want to save our backup to?
PC cursor. Edit on the network, radio button not checked, 2 of 2, edit, edit.
Oops.
Shift tab on the network, radio button checked, 2 of 2, on the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H.
So we can tell it that we want to back our files up to either another hard drive, a CD or a DVD, or we can back them up to another network computer that's hooked into our network.
Tab combo box removable disk G5.0 MB3 0 items combo box removable disk G5.0 MB3 3 of 3.
Now this is basically
audio video at 20.0 GB3 DVDRW drive T.
Asking us where we want to back up to. So you could select either another hard drive, an external hard drive, or your burner.
Tab, why don't I see my hard disk link? Tab, what's the difference between backing up files and copying files to a CD link? Tab, next button, Alt plus N. Space, list view, not selected, XP, home, C34.5 GB, 17.7 GB, 103. Tab, next button, Alt plus, oh, Shift, Tab, XP, home, C34.5 GB, 17.7 GB. Vista E system 186.3 GB 55.0 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB 166.3 GB.
And I believe we're selecting what we want to back up.
Root cause the PC. Vista E system 100 XP home theater. Disk header bar total size header bar used. Your backups are being saved on DVDRW drive D. Included in the backup. You cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup on. There is more than one disk in your computer. The disk that Windows is installed on will always be. Included in the backup. You cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup on. Your backups are being saved on DVDRW drive D.
Okay.
Tab, next button, Alt plus N. Shift tab, list view, audio video at 186.3 GB1, Vista E system 108, tab, next button, Alt plus N. Space.
So we basically told it what we want to back up to, what we want to back up. And let's see what's going on here.
Next button. Tab, cancel button, cancel, tab, back button, Alt plus, tab, pictures, checkbox, check, Alt plus P, tab, music, checkbox, check, Alt plus M, tab, videos, checkbox, check, Alt plus P, tab, email, checkbox, check, Alt plus E, tab, documents, checkbox, check, Alt plus D, tab, TV shows, checkbox, check, Alt plus T, TV, tab, compressed files, checkbox, check, Alt plus C, compressed, tab, additional files, checkbox, check, Alt plus A, additional files, checkbox, check, Alt, tab, only files on MTFS disks can be backed up, system files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up, ID equals if file types with what other file types are not included, tab, next button, Alt plus N, next button, Alt plus N.
Let's see if we can read this.
Graphic 653 backup files. Which file types do you want to back up? All files on this computer of the type that you select will be backed up, including files that belong to other users of this computer. We recommend that you back up all of the file types. Selected below. Pictures category details. Music. Move the mouse pointer over a category on the left or selected with the keyboard to see what types of files. Videos will be backed up. Email documents. TV shows. Compressed files. Additional files. Only files on MTFS disks can be backed up. System files. Executable files. And temporary files will not be backed up. What other file types are not included in the backup? Graphic 194. Graphic 844.
Okay.
Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Back button. Alt plus D. Tab. Pictures. Checkbox. Check. Alt plus D.
So basically, what you're telling the files backup to do is back up certain types of data from your drive to wherever you want to back it up to. Apparently, you don't get a choice to tell it what specific files to back up.
Tab, music checkbox check, Alt plus M. Tab, video checkbox check, Alt plus E. Tab, email checkbox check, Alt plus E. Email checkbox check, Alt plus E. Tab, documents checkbox check, Alt plus D.
But I see where it could be handy. You know, it backs up your email and your documents and your documents folder and music and video and
tab TV shows checkbox check Alt plus T
TV shows
tab compressed files checkbox check Alt plus C tab additional files checkbox check Alt plus A tab only files on MTFS disks can be backed up system files executable files and temporary files will not be backed up ID equals if file types with what other file types are not included in the backup slash what other file types are not included in the backup link. Tab, next button, Alt plus N.
Well, let's see what happens when we go to next.
Space, how often, combo box, weekly, 2 of 3, Alt plus H.
Okay, so this is a scheduled type of backup, apparently.
Tab, what day, combo box, Sunday, 1 of 6, tab, what time, combo box, tab, save settings and start backup button, Alt plus S.
Okay, and I'm not going to save this. I just wanted to show you what it would do.
Tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center. Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button, toolbar, tab, search edit, tab, repair Windows using system restore link, tab, create a restore pointer change settings link, tab, Windows easy transfer link, tab, help link, tab, backup files button, Alt plus, tab, backup computer button, Alt plus, backup computer button, Alt plus.
Now let's just go into the backup computer button. Again, backup, the complete PC backup is available only with Vista Ultimate and Business, I believe. I read something that said it wasn't available on Home Premium, but I can't verify that.
Space.
And there's UAC again.
User account control tab, details button, continue button, Alt space.
So you can see UAC.
Backup and restore center.
comes up quite often.
Windows Complete PC Backup, cancel button.
When we're doing things like this.
Windows Complete PC Backup, where do you want to save the backup? Windows Complete PC Backup creates a backup copy of your entire computer, including programs, system settings, and files. Your entire computer can be restored using the Windows Recovery Environment. On the hard disk, Windows Complete PC Backup, looking for backup devices, .. on one or more, D graphic 432, graphic 844.
Okay, and this is basically telling us that it can back up our entire PC.
Tab, on the hard disk radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. On the hard disk radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H.
And now we need to tell it where we want to back up to.
On one or more DVDs radio button checked, 2 of 2, alt plus D.
So you can either, again, back up to a hard drive or to CDs or DVDs.
Tab, combo box, DVDRW drive D, 1 of 1. Tab, next button, alt plus N.
And I'm going to go ahead and press next, and we'll see what happens.
Space. List view. Not selected audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 1 of 3. Graphic 653 Windows Complete PC Backup. Which disks do you want to include in the backup? The disk that Windows is installed on will always be included in the backup. You cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup to. We recommend including all of the disks that contain Windows files, programs, and personal data. Your backups are being saved on DVDRW drive D. Disk total size used. Space audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB.
Okay, so what we're doing here is we're telling it what drives we want to back up, and as it said, your operating system drive will always be selected, so that will always be backed up, and then you can check other hard drives here.
Vista eSystem 186.3 GB, 55.4 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. Space. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 1 of 3. Vista eSystem 180, XP Home eSystem 34.5 GB 17, Vista eSystem 100, XP Home eSystem 30, space. Tab, next button, alt plus N, tab, cancel button, tab, back button, alt plus D, tab, list view, XP Home eSystem 34.5 GB 17.7 GB, 3 of 3.
Now, I'm not sure how to select these or unselect these.
Vista eSystem 186.3 GB 55.4 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB 166.3 GB. Root loss of PC. Disk header bar total size header bar used. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. Vista eSystem 1, XP Home eSystem 34.5 GB, graphic 194, graphic 844.
Because they're not telling us what is selected.
XP, Vista E, audio video at, disk header bar, your backups are being saved on DVDRW drive D. Programs and personal data, the DRs, the disk, which disks do you want to include in the backup? The disk that Windows is installed on will always be included in the PC cursor. Tab, next button, alt plus N, next button, alt plus N. Shift tab, list view, audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 1 of 3.
So there's kind of a snag there. It's not telling us which disks are selected. We know the Vista drive is selected because it's always selected. But if you have other drives, you're not real sure if those are or not. I'm going to go ahead and go to next.
Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected audio video F, 1 of 3. Not selected audio video F. Graphic 653 Windows Complete PC Backup. Confirm your backup settings. Backup location. Graphic 574 DVDRW drive D. The backup will take 35 to 60 DVDs. The following disks will be backed up. Audio video at Vista eSystem XP Home eSystem Graphic 95 cancel.
Okay.
Root loss to PC. The following disks will be backed up. Audio video at Vista eSystem XP Home eSystem.
Okay, so I could go back.
PC cursor. Tab. Start backup button. Alt plus. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Back button. Alt plus. Space. List view. Not selected. Audio video at 186. Vista eSystem 100, audio video at 1, space. Vista eSystem 1, XP Home, space. Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected, Vista eSystem 1 of 2.
Okay.
Root loss of PC, the following disks will be backed up. Vista eSystem, XP Home eSystem.
Okay, and it's still, for some reason, let's go back.
PC, tab, start backup button, alt, plus S. Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button, alt, space. List view, not selected, Vista eSystem, XP Home eSystem, space. Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected Vista eSystem, 1 of 2, not selected Vista eSystem.
Oh, I guess, maybe. Oh, I think I understand why. Since this is a dual boot system, and it has XP and Vista on it, in order to restore Vista, you would have to have the XP partition backed up because it has the master boot information on it and not on the Vista drive. So I think that's why that's doing that. You would have no choice. Now, on your system, if you just had Vista installed and you had a couple different hard drives, then obviously you could, you know, make this change. But I'm forced to back these two files, or these two drives up.
And start backup button, both plus S.
And then what we would do is start our backup, and as it said, if I wanted to do this, it would take 30 to 60 DVDs in order to do the process.
Tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center.
So, that is just a brief overview of the backup and restore center with Vista. Okay, what I'm going to show you now is the speech recognition that is built into Windows Vista. Speech recognition allows you to use a microphone that's hooked up to the computer so that you can tell the computer different things to do just by using speech. I've messed with it for a little while here, maybe an hour or two total. And so what I'm going to show you isn't probably going to be the best presentation in the world, but hopefully everything will work. This is kind of rigged up, and this isn't the optimal way to do the speech recognition, but I'm going to give it a try to show I can show you this, because normally you really wouldn't want JAWS speaking through the speakers, as it tends to interfere with the speech recognition to some point, but I'm going to give it a try. So in order to turn on speech recognition, you go into the control panel and you go to the speech recognition options, which I now have up.
Tab, text to speech link, alt plus X. Tab, ease of access link, alt plus O. Tab, audio devices link, alt plus U. Tab, help link. Tab, start speech recognition link, alt plus S.
And you have a start speech recognition link that you can press. Oh, jeez. Stop listening. And it actually turned on there. So when I said that, it actually thought I meant for it to listen to me.
Tab, set up microphone link, alt plus M.
Stop listening.
Tab, take speech tutorial link, alt plus P. Tab, train your computer to better understand you link, alt plus R.
Now, you have the options to train your computer, but I haven't done this yet. I don't know how accessible it is. I know the
Shift tab, take speech tutorial link, alt plus P.
The speech tutorial really isn't very accessible, but I did get enough out of it to get me going. So what I want to do here is just give you a demonstration of how this works. Start listening. Tab. Tab. Press Windows M key. Start listening. Stop listening. Start listening. Home. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Okay, fine, I'll do it myself.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, task manager, 28 of 30.
Home.
Folder view list view, rich, 1 of 30.
Press down arrow.
Computer.
Press down arrow.
Internet Explorer.
Press down arrow.
Recycle pin.
Tab.
Start button.
Tab.
Taskbar gold wave button.
Tab.
System tray speech recognition is listening button.
Press right arrow key.
JAWS for Windows button.
Press right arrow key.
Freedom Box remote control server do not shut down button.
Tab.
Desktop folder view list view recycle pin 4 of 30.
Computer.
Computer.
Press enter.
Windows Explorer. Folder view list view. Not selected. Floppy disk drive. A floppy disk drive. 1 of 7.
Press down arrow.
XP Home C.
Press down arrow.
DVDRW drive D.
Press down arrow.
Vista E.
Press enter.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Archive stuff 5/15/2007806pm file folder. 1 of 8. Not selected. Archive stuff.
Press down arrow.
Epson.
Press down arrow.
My received podcasts.
Press backspace.
Folder view list view. Vista E local disk 186GB 130GB 407. Vista E.
Press down arrow.
Audio video F.
Press enter.
Folder view list view. Not selected audio and video 1 of 12.
Press Alt F4 key.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Home. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. You know, this was working before.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, computer, 2 of 30.
Winamp. Winamp.
Computer 2 of 30.
Winamp. Winamp. Press down arrow.
Folder view list view. Internet Explorer 3 of 30.
Winamp.
Winamp.
Press enter.
Winamp 5.35. Track 135. Track 135.
Press X key.
Hey everybody, I just thought I'd let you all know, if you weren't aware...
Press right arrow key.
...that I've been...
Press right arrow key.
...running this now for getting a lot of hits from it.
Press right arrow key.
So, apparently a lot... If you'd like further information...
Press C key.
...on...
Close Winamp.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows key M.
Taskbar gold wave button.
Home. Home. Tab. Press Windows M key.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, Windows 13 of 30.
I don't know why it's not listening to that. I think the system's getting bogged down a bit. Start button. Start button. Start.
Context menu, default programs, D.
Up arrow. Up arrow. Down arrow. Press down arrow.
New Office Document, N.
Press down arrow.
Open Office Document, O.
Press down arrow.
Windows Update, W.
Press down arrow.
Program Submenu, E.
Press Enter.
Accessible Submenu, A.
Press Enter.
Leaving Menus.
Okay, this is working pretty well, but unfortunately... Since I'm trying to record this with GoldWave, and I'm trying to use the speech recognition, and I'm trying to run multiple other programs, it tends to bog down a bit. But it does a pretty good job, actually. And considering that I haven't used this at all, and I haven't trained it any, you know, it is doing a pretty good job. I'm going to try and go into a document and use the speech to actually type. Start listening. Start.
Context menu, default programs, D.
Press down arrow.
New Office Document, N.
Press enter.
Leaving menus. New Office Document Dialog. General page. List new. Graphic 239. Blank documents. 107.
Press Enter.
Document 1. Microsoft Word. Print view. Page 1. Edit.
This is a test to see how well the speech recognition program picks up my voice in Word to dictate. Period. Stop listening.
This does a test to see how well speech recognition program picks up my voice in Word to.
And it didn't do perfect. And I'm sure it could do much better if it was trained. And probably much better if I had a better microphone.
Home. Does. This. H. T. H. I. S. Space. D. O. S.
So it took DOS as is.
Space. A. Space. T. E. S. T. Space. T. O. Space. C. Period. Space.
That didn't do that right.
C. O. L. W. E. This does a test to see whole speech recognition program. Top of file. This does a test to see whole speech recognition program fixed. This does a test. Land.
Start listening. This is a test to see how well the speech recognition picks up my voice in Word. Period. Stop listening.
Must not have to see how well the speech recognition picks up my voice in Word.
And it didn't work worth a crap there either. Unfortunately.
Top of file. Must not have to see how well the speech recognition picks up my voice in Word.
And that worked terrible. That is absolutely atrocious.
Must not have to see how home. Must not have to land.
We tried this one more time. Start listening. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system in Vista to type my words here in Word, period. Stop listening.
This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system in Vista.
And that did much better. So, you have to kind of speak to the recognition system and not so much of a robotic type of voice, I guess. I was trying to be slow and precise, and it doesn't seem to like that. It seems to like you to talk more naturally.
Home. Is. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system. Invest. Up to type my words. Land. Land. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system and messed up to type my words.
So I messed up there at the end a little bit, but it didn't do too bad. And I'm sure with training it would do much better. Start listening. Press Alt F4 key.
Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes to document 1? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Press right arrow key.
No button, Alt plus N.
Press Enter.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Desktop folder view list view task manager 28 of 30.
Stop listening. And you have to be pretty precise, you know, especially since this hasn't been trained. But, actually, it, you know, it does really, really well, and I'm kind of amazed at, you know, just how well out of the box it actually works. Start listening. Windows Mail.
Windows Mail.
Press Enter.
Windows Mail message list view working online connecting .. 1 of 1 unread Papa John's pizza special 3 large 1 topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m.
Press Enter.
Order online now. View your menu. Restaurant loader from Papa John's Specials at PapaJohnSpecials.com. Subject: pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's. Papa John's online ordering. To view this email as a web page, go link here. Link graphic. Papa John's. Better ingredients. Better pizza. Deliver your carryout pizza. Order online and have your pizza delivered. Number one in American customer satisfaction among pizza chains for 8 straight years. Link order online now. Link view your menu. Link restaurant locator. Link graphic. Free large one topping pizza with the purchase of any extra large specialty pizza at regular menu price online. Use the promotion code 51707.
Press control.
Link graphic to order. Free large one topping pizza with the purchase of any extra large specialty pizza.
Escape.
Windows mail message list view. Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m. 102.
Delete. Press up arrow. Home.
Address. Rudy Torian. Is there a way to record a MIDI file to MP3? 5/17/2007 12:47 p.m.
Tab.
Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m.
Tab.
Folder list preview. Inbox 1/35. Windows mail message list view. Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m. 1/1.
Tab.
Folder list preview. Inbox 1/35.
Down arrow. Press down arrow.
Outbox.
Press down arrow.
Send items.
BCT.
BCT.
Press Y key.
Yahoo Blind Books. Paolo at PetroSanti.me. Input request for English Italian Dictionary 5/17/2007 11:12 a.m. Address. Paolo at PetroSanti.me. Input request for English Italian Dictionary 5/17/2007 11:12 a.m.
Home. Tab.
Folder list preview. Yahoo Blind Books 31/35.
Okay, I did it. It just didn't say it. End.
Yahoo Blind Webbers.
Press up arrow.
Yahoo Blind Tech. Claudia Del Riore scanning while traveling 5/17/2007 12:57 p.m. Unread. Claudia Del Riore scanning while traveling 5/17/2007 12:57 p.m.
Home. Home. Press up arrow.
Unread. Charanta Primari books from Bookshare 5/17/2007 11:08 a.m.
Press up arrow.
Eleven messages, 11 unread S, 11 unread working online.
Home. Press tab key.
Folder list preview, Yahoo Blind Tech, 34/35.
Press Alt F4 key.
For a list of Gold Wave commands, press pause key plus H, Windows Mail Dialog, OK button.
Press Enter.
For a list of Gold Wave commands, press pause key plus H, Windows Mail Storage Compaction Dialog, Time Remaining, Calculated, Items Remaining, Calculated, Speed, Calculated, Cancel Button, 3%. For a list of Gold Wave commands, press pause key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Blank.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Desktop folder view list view task manager 28/30.
Home.
Rick.
Stop listening. Okay. That basically covers what I wanted to show you in the speech recognition. Again, please be aware I haven't trained this. I haven't used it much. My system is under quite a heavy load right now, you know, since I'm trying to record this and do the speech recognition at the same time. So, at points, I could tell it was bogging down and it wasn't picking up the speech commands. It did do a better job while I wasn't recording. So, you know, just kind of take this as an impromptu demonstration and be aware that you can get better results than I was getting out of this. So, that basically covers speech recognition. Okay, this wraps up this segment of JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 with Vista. This also wraps up this three-part series. I'd like to thank Jeff Bishop and Daryl Chandro
for having me on to present this to everybody. I hope everybody has learned something from this, especially those of you who haven't switched to Vista yet, and those of you who are kind of sitting on the fence wondering if you should go to Vista or not. I guess I would say, if you have to buy a new computer, then I definitely would go ahead and get Vista with it. I don't see a problem doing that. If you're using an older computer, I would recommend that you definitely use the Vista Advisor available at Microsoft. I definitely would run that on your system, make sure that your system is capable. My system's fairly capable, but it does bog down from time to time, depending on what's running. And, I'm running a 3 gigahertz system with 1 gig of memory. So if you're running too old of a system, you know, you're not going to have a chance at being able to run Vista. But if you have something newer, hopefully you'll be okay. Make sure all your hardware has drivers available for it. There are still some driver issues with Vista, you know, getting drivers from the hardware manufacturers. But that is improving pretty much every day. And JAWS itself is getting better with Vista. They still have a lot of work to do. I've used a couple other screen readers with Vista and have had some better results with them, you know, over what JAWS is doing. JAWS still has some problems, but I am sure that those will be resolved, you know, as the final release of JAWS for Vista comes out. Hopefully that will be very soon. But overall, I've been very impressed, very happy, and I think anybody that goes to Vista and uses JAWS will be very happy too. So, again, I wanted to thank everybody for listening to this. I hope it's been entertaining and educational and helpful. So, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again soon. This is my contact information. I have a website where I have many other audio tutorials, some programs, some documentation, over 100 links to other blindness-related websites. I have tutorials on GoldWave, Nero Burning ROM, Outlook Express, Windows Maintenance and Security, unattended Windows Installation. I have several different tutorials for Vista that I've done and others have done as well, plus many other audio tutorials. And that website is at www.blind-geek-zone.net. That's www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to write me, my email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net.